Journey Towards the West by Charlie,
David,
Zoli,
and Colin.
It was 1821, September 3rd. The Templeton family headed west following the North Platte River. The supplies have been scarce since a few days ago after they had just entered Wyoming. 16-year-old Charlie, his brother, 10-year-old Robert, and their German shepherd, Odie, helped their father, Edward, hunt for a feast. Meanwhile, Edna, Edward's wife, gathered water.
What are we going to catch today, Dad?
Anything we can find. Hopefully some good meat.
Hush, I hear something. I got one!
Yes! Nice job, Charlie. Let's get back to the wagon before it gets too dark.
What's wrong, Odie? Are you okay? What happened?
Robert reaches out towards Odie. Then, all of a sudden, Odie leaps towards Robert and bites his hand, foam dripping from his mouth. Without thought, Charlie lunges towards Odie, pulling his jaws away from Robert. Edward reaches for his rifle and kills Odie.
We need to get back to the wagon quickly. Robert may have rabies. Robert, get on my back.
Ah, Odie, why would you do that?
I'll get Odie. Edward and Charlie run with Robert back to the wagon, where worried Edna was waiting.
We have to find some medicine quickly. Let's head to the nearest fort.
The nearest fort is Fort Laramie. We are going back the way we came from, past the Independence Rock.
The Templeton family travels for a day until they finally arrive at the Independence Rock.
What is it, Robert?
Write Odie's name on the rock.
Charlie grabs a sharp rock near him and carves Odie on the rock. Charlie knew that Robert had forgiven Odie without saying a word.
Are we almost at Fort Laramie, Edward?
I hope so.
For 3 more days, the family travels back along the trail as Robert's condition worsens.
His fever is getting worse. We have to hurry. He won't last 2 more days.
Ma, am I gonna die?
Of course no, darling. You're gonna be okay.
We ain't gonna make it in time.
One day later, Robert was laid to rest and a grave was made along the trail, always to remember their family member. The family, with their mournful sadness, completes the Oregon Trail by the end of November. In just a 25-year span, 65,000 people died along the Oregon Trail because of accidents, drowning, diseases, and poisoning.